The news right before we came on the air, Norm, is that Mike McCarthy has tested positive for COVID. He will miss the New Orleans game on Thursday night. He becomes the third NFL head coach forced to sit out a contest due to a positive COVID-19 test. Cliff Kingsbury of the Cardinals, Matt Nagy of the Bears are the first two. Mike McCarthy will be the third coming up here on Thursday night. So with McCarthy being out, you have, let's see here, Rob Davis, assistant head coach, will assume head coaching responsibilities in person. And then Dan Quinn and John Fossil and Kellen Moore will take on additional responsibilities with McCarthy out. But McCarthy will continue to check in virtually because the Cowboys are doing meetings and things virtually. So he'll be able to be a part of all that.
So do you think he can be connected to the headsets of Moore and Quinn and Davis?
I don't think so. Like they have him on FaceTime or something?
No,
or they have a robot and just have an iPad with his head on it moving up and down the sideline?
No, I'm thinking over here is Rob Davis's left ear. And he's listening right here.
Yeah, that's okay. Your left ear.
No, he's listening to Quinn or to Moore. Over here in the right ear is Mike McCarthy saying, run the ball, run the ball.
Not a chance.
Only if they've got an AirPod in one ear is about the only way.
Not a chance. So with McCarthy, it's Joe Philbin, Jeff Blasco, Scott Tolzien, and strength and conditioning coordinator Harold Nash will also miss the Saints game.
By the way,
because of the protocol.
Adam Schechter is reporting there are 8 people now. So if his report is correct, there are a couple more scattered in there somewhere.
Terrence Steele is one that's been on the COVID-19 list. So
he won't be there.
No, he won't be there.
Meaning the backup tackle on Thursday will be Nesecki, the veteran they signed before the season.
Collins will start. You'll eventually have what you thought your starting offensive line was going to be minus Connor Williams because Connor McGovern is starting at left guard now. Smith, McGovern, Biadasz,
Martin and Collins. But to be honest, Connor Williams lost the job, so we shouldn't consider that anymore a question. The 5 guys who started last week in the Raider game were the 5 the Cowboys wanted out there. Mm-hmm. And they'll have the same,
Steele
and Collins, right. But they'll have, the line will have no excuse on Thursday.
I don't think they had any excuse to begin with.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I guess we can say that for 10:50 because I don't buy it, but, I think we're so used to just saying, well, you can't do this without this person and all that stuff. But yeah, let's talk about that later.
So what the Cowboys are really concerned with now is more COVID possibilities. They've gone to virtual meetings. They're trying to keep people away from people, basically. And you know that there are several people now going through contact tracing.
Sure. I'm pretty sure they still have to wear the little monitor things that they had to wear, especially with during training camp. And now you have people coming back off the COVID list, which is Amari Cooper, and now just trying to say, look, we have a really important game that we're going to have to prepare for, and they're going to have to do it basically at home, virtually.
Now, Lawrence and or both, Lawrence and Gregory, the target was the Saints game.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb is going to be back. Cooper's going to be back. About the only person I can see who, as long as Lawrence and Gregory are ready, about the only person I can see from the projected starting lineup at the start of the season missing is Gallimore. Maybe Brett Urban, who was going to be a rotating defensive tackle.
Right.
But
I wonder if this stunts the comeback of Lawrence, if they're doing everything virtually.
Maybe.
And it's such a quick turnaround on Thursday.
You know, I'll just say this. It's just the same thing we said before the Raider game. They're so disorganized in New Orleans now. They've lost four in a row. They're in a tailspin. Does this sound like the lead up to the Raider game?
Absolutely.
To you?
Like, we can't count on the fact that you worry about what the other team is doing now when you start talking about the Cowboys. You have to worry about what they're doing and how this is going to either knock them back or they can get it together enough to play like we feel that they're capable of. Now, getting some of those guys back probably will help. Surely will help. But still, I don't know if those, you know, you have to knock some rust off of those guys not playing. I don't know how it's going to affect Cooper. Is he 100% back from COVID? Is Lamb 100% back from that concussion? You just don't know.
Yeah.
So I am done, absolutely done thinking that, okay, well, this other team, they're better than them on paper, so they should just destroy them because they're in a bad way right now. I'm done with that. Now you just worry about what the Cowboys can do and if they're going to play up to par and how they need their guys to start playing better. And it all starts under center. I know we're focusing on McCarthy here, but Dak seems like he hasn't been his usual crisp self that we saw in the early part of the season, not for an entire game. He had it in spurts against the Raiders. That fourth quarter was good from Dak, but everything leading up to it, you're kind of throwing your hands up. Like, is this calf injury really affecting him? Is he 100% back? Or is, as what we're going to talk about here in the next segment, this offensive line is giving him kind of, you know, happy feet or something? I don't know.
Well, it is not wise to go back and say, well, they should have beaten this team or that team isn't very good. But you go back and you look at the 5-game winning streak. It's the Chargers and then Philadelphia, who was really disorganized that part of the season, and Carolina and the Giants, bless them. The good win there is at New England. That's the last time New England has lost a football game on October 12th. So that's a good game. Now, Minnesota, Dak missed the game. He had the bye the week before, and he missed Minnesota. But the entire offense hasn't been the same, other than Atlanta, which was a blowout, thank you very much. But the Denver and Kansas City and Raider games, it's at times. Now, can we make excuses? Everybody in this league can make excuses.
Sure. Everybody in the league, they don't have the guys that they expected to be on both sides of the ball starting.
Exactly.
Every single team is missing someone. So that's why it just doesn't fly. But then I think I'm also done with justifying who people are playing and saying, well, those aren't good wins or bad losses or whatever. It's the NFL. And we've seen the unpredictability of this league all throughout this season. So while some of those teams may not be very good, we know it's a week-to-week proposition in the league. So I say every win is a good one.
And it used to be you could identify pigs, people who'd quit. But this is early in the season for people to quit. I mean, the Jets may quit 3 weeks from now. Houston still tries hard.
Sure.
They're awful, but they try hard. Detroit, your heart aches for Detroit. They have been so close so many times. But I watched the Bears game against Detroit. Detroit's playing its hardest to try to win.
Hey, and sometimes on a week-to-week basis, a pig may put some lipstick and a tuxedo on and try to go to the ball. And they play good football. Did that make sense?
A lipstick and a tuxedo?
Well, you got to dress it up. And you may think it's a pig, but then it'll walk in front of you and go, okay.
Ooh, little yeah. Shiny dress shoes on the feet there.
Who is that?
What has just, four legs and oinks?
And you just never know. And when you always talk about the Cowboys and people are going to play their best because they're playing America's team, then sometimes those teams that you feel that you're better than are going to step up to the occasion and play a good game. So that's why I just dismiss the fact that you say, oh, those wins are just against so-and-so or just against so-and-so. It's a win in the NFL. And you just never apologize for that.
And do not dismiss New Orleans.
No.
They've been falling apart for weeks.
If the Cowboys dismiss anybody, then that's just on them. And then they deserve to lose a game.
I agree.
And they've been knocked off of the pedestal that we all thought that they were going to go 15-2 and get the number one seed and all that. That's gone bye-bye.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.